It's 8:06. Good morning. I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News, in for Pat Duggins. Forecasters say Alabama is facing the threat of severe weather over the weekend. The National Weather Service says temperatures will reach near record levels across the state tomorrow as moist air flows north off the Gulf of Mexico. That will be followed by drier air moving in from the west, bringing a chance of strong storms. Forecasters say there's a medium to high chance of severe storms beginning tomorrow night and a low to medium chance of isolated tornadoes through Sunday afternoon. The chances of bad weather are highest in a northwestern third of the state. We'll have more in a few minutes from WVUA's Richard Scott. President Barack Obama issued 21 pardons and commutations yesterday, including three cases from Alabama. Alabama Public Radio's Stan Ingold reports former Governor Don Siegelman was not among them.
Siegelman's family and supporters have been trying to get President Barack Obama to help the former governor, who is in federal prison for bribery. The three cases from Alabama the president did act on included commuting the life sentence of Clarence Aaron of Mobile so that he will be released in April. Aaron was convicted on drug charges involving cocaine. The president says Aaron and others receiving commutations were sentenced under old drug laws that were unduly harsh. The president granted pardons to Charlie Lee Davis Jr. of Wetumpka and Martin Allen Hatcher of Foley. Both were convicted of drug crimes and have finished their sentences. Stan Ingold, APR News.
The city of Thomasville is one step closer to getting its own hospital. Mayor Sheldon Day told AL.com they took a big step forward with a document called a Certificate of Need. Thomasville's last hospital was the Southwest Alabama Medical Center. It closed in 2011 due to financial constraints. The Certificate of Need allows the town, halfway between Tuscaloosa and Mobile, to officially plan to build the new hospital. They were already approved for a facility with 49 beds. A University of Alabama research team says holiday shoppers need to be especially careful today and tomorrow. The Center of Advanced Public Safety in Tuscaloosa studied traffic crashes around the holidays. The result is that the Friday and Saturday before Christmas are the most dangerous. Dr. Alan Parrish leads the team. He says Christmas has more crashes than Thanksgiving because Thanksgiving travelers are mostly on the interstates.
Highway driving is, in general, a lot safer than you would think. There are fewer accidents on the interstates than what you would typically expect, or at least what most people typically expect.
Parrish says the number of traffic accidents doubles on the Friday and Saturday before Christmas. However, these crashes often occur around shopping malls, so they're low-speed fender benders where fatalities are rare. Now for a look at today's weather, here's WVUA's Richard Scott.
Good Friday to you. Mostly cloudy skies expected today. Temperatures top out in the low.